Bonjour, ma famille. Comment ça va? Hopefully you guys had an awesome week this past week. My last week was kind of crazy, but like not at the same time. And also like went by super fast, so that was nice. But let's see, so Monday, it was pretty chill. We just kind of like woke up, just cleaned a bunch of stuff in the apartment, and then I just like studied all day, and then the chef de zone came to our apartment because I guess president like wanted them to come and like check up on me and like do research into like kind of like what was going on. So they interviewed us all and stuff, and then after they left we went to go email, so that was super awesome. And, like, I gotta send you guys like all of the recordings and pictures, so I was super happy about that because I was like so frustrated I couldn't last week. And I also gotta download Josh's talk, so it was great. And so like all that, and then oh my gosh, like crazy that Jeremy and Simone are having a baby, what the heck. So that's super awesome. Yeah, like I feel like I have no idea what's going on at home, so that's like I'm just like what the heck, okay. But yeah, so then Tuesday was pretty great. I just like woke up and just served everyone by like ironing all their shirts and pants, and then we left to the church to have our district meeting and stuff. But it was like just us in the apartment, like me, Elder Da, Yama, and my companion. And then I had to teach like in the district meeting, but like I ended up like preparing like a ton of stuff that I realized I prepared more than I needed to, so I like didn't even get to half the stuff I had prepared, so that was like a super huge blessing. And after that we left to the sector, and like my comp Elder Wungo wouldn't say a thing, so literally like I had to teach all day long and like do everything. It was really frustrating, but it ended up being like okay. Like I ended up, like it was kind of nice because then I was able to just teach, because you wouldn't give me much time to teach before, so that was kind of actually nice. And then let's see. Oh yeah. Yeah, let's see, sorry, I'm just, like, reading through, trying to see, like, what happened, yeah, oh, yeah, then, Elder Reynolds, and Elder Roberts called me, so Elder Reynolds, like, one of the other, like, new missionaries that, like, came into our apartment and stuff. And so he's with an American companion right now. It's, like, one of, like, the first, like, Americans that have been together in this mission. So it's super cool. And so I was, like, talking to them for a while. Yeah, so that was Tuesday, then Wednesday. Yeah, so, like, these, like, I'm, like, reading through this and, like, just kind of realizing, like, the beginning of the week, I was, like, really down. Just because, like, nothing was being done about, like, me and my companion, and, like, I was, like, kind of homesick and stuff. But, like, I don't know, like, why I was like that, because I don't remember being like that. Yeah, let's see. So then, Wednesday, my comp finally decided to like teach and stuff and like actually do stuff. So that was kind of nice. And then, So then we just kind of like went around the city. I don't even know. Like, I didn't write much in my journal this week. So I'm like, it's kind of hard. Like, I don't remember. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, wow. I like hardly wrote anything on Wednesday. Dude, yeah, holy cow, like, I was, like, way down on myself. Let's see, oh, yeah, so Thursday was quite the day. Okay, so Thursday was when my comp went home. So, that morning, like, president called my comp and told him to bring all his stuff to the bureau. And so, like, we were all thinking, like, he was just gonna get transferred or something. But it's kind of weird that, like, they didn't tell him where he was going. Like, because typically that's how it transfers. So, like, I feel like I knew he was going to be going home. But, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. But so then, like, he was just kind of packing up all his stuff. And, like, straight up, like, when he was packing up, like, he came into our room. And, like, we had, like, this paper that has, like, all of our investigators on it and, like, all their numbers and stuff on it. He just grabs it, just rips it up and throws it out the window and is like, voir le diable. I'm like, the freak? So that means, like, see the devil. I'm like, dude, like, I was straight up about ready to beat the heck out of the dude, man. I was so mad that he did that. So that was, like, super frustrating. But, yeah, so then after that, like, we went to the bureau or the office all day because my comp's flight was at like 8 o'clock, so we were just like chilling there all day. And my comp like interviewed with president for a while, and then my bishop was there, and like there's so we were just kind of waiting for a while. But I guess like what ended up happening was, I guess the girl when they were interviewing, like, she came clean and like told them like what happened and stuff. So I don't know what exactly she told him, but I guess it was enough to have him be sent home, because he's gone now. It's kind of weird. But yeah, so then, like, later in the day, like, I was just, like, thinking to myself, like, I was just so, like, I wanted to just say to him, like, after he found out he was going home, like, voila, Seigneur, because he was, like, saying, like, see the devil, so I wanted to say, see the Lord, but